You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, your problems into solutions. Getting the support you need is so important, and really, we help you to make your dreams come true. I've been very lucky over 25 years to have interviewed some of the best, people who are experts and authors and celebrities who really have made it happen in their lives, have turned their problems into solutions, and show you how to do it in a very practical way. Sometimes I'm accused of being a Pollyanna, and that really isn't what this program is about. It's about finding the hope. It's about finding what works. We know what doesn't work because we hear that every day. We just have to open up our newspapers and listen to the media, and we get that. We don't get enough of what does work, and we can't keep going and doing the things that work if we don't know what they are. So that's what this program is all about, and it's very inspirational, and it's an honor for me to be able to present it to you. Just want to tell you that you can always go to my website, which is patriciaraskin.com, and you can write to me, patricia@patriciaraskin.com. And I have a newsletter, I have a blog, I'd love to hear your comments, I'd love to hear about what works for you in your life, what are the positives, how have you turned your obstacles into opportunities, and I'd love to hear that. So certainly do write to me, patricia@patriciaraskin.com. Now, I have a guest today, and she has not called in yet, so we're waiting to hear from her. I will tell you about her, and so that you can log on to her website. Her name is Pat Lynch, and she is the founder of womensradio.com. And at the age of 25, she was the first woman to begin advertising agency single-handedly in the South. And by 1997, she'd been listed twice in the world's Who of Women. And now she's in the Who's Who of Women and created Women's Radio, which is really a communication for and about radio. And they also all have a streaming service called Audio Acrobat. And today, womenscalendar.org, Women's Calendar, which is what her company started in 2002, is the largest data bank of women's events in the world, reaching over 500,000 women leaders every week, womenscalendar.org. And so what she's really talking about is how do we as women speak up, how do we have our voice heard, and this is a great opportunity at this time in our lives for women to make it. We see that in government. We see that in industry. And it's really an exciting time. Now, while we're waiting for her, and hopefully she will call in today, I want to share with you a few things about what I do in my work. And I'm often on the interview side, so I'm asking the questions. But since I have a little time, I'd like to tell you a little bit about some of the things that I do in my publications, in my book, and in my website. And what I really talk about is, you know, how do we keep those positives alive in our work and in our life? When we're down, you know, when we're worried about the economy and when we're worried about illness or wellness or losing a partner or relationship, how do we keep it going? Because many times we'll become down, and it's really very difficult. So I'm going to read you, something. This is part of my blog, and I think you'll enjoy it. And it talks about when we have a loss in our life, how do we turn that around? And what I say is that sometimes, you know, we have something in our past that's left a hole in our lives. It could be a loss. It could be an old trauma or some unfinished business. It could be abandonment or rejection that we faced in childhood. It could be the remains of being told that we're just not good enough and didn't measure up. Or it could be the loss of a loved one that just feels like we've lost a piece of ourselves. Well, we can carry that around with us for a lifetime. But what do we do? You know, how, what do we do to heal that? Now, many times what folks do is they disguise this. They disguise it and they turn to alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling, or addictive relationships and other behaviors to mask their feelings and make them feel good temporarily. But the other way to go about this is to face these voids or the emptiness or the pain or the loneliness head on and figure out what's the solution to our challenge. Now, the first step in healing is awareness. But, you know, awareness isn't enough. In my life, awareness is the easy part. But breaking through those patterns that cause the pain is not so easy. As a radio talk show host who's had the privilege and pleasure of interviewing some of the world's most respected self-development and personal change experts and authors, I really listen hard for answers from my guest interviewees for solutions to my obstacles. I realize that there are points in our lives when we need help in dealing with emotions that weigh us down. I often turn to my wonderful talk show guests and I say to them, you know, what can we do? What can we do? But I think of it this way, folks. You know, when we feel physically sick for long enough and we've tried all those over-the-counter remedies that we can find, we finally call the doctor and we ask for professional support. Our culture is slow to accept the fact that getting help and guidance for our emotional sickness and pain is the right thing to do. So my prescription here, my dear listeners, is that I encourage you to listen to the experts on personal change and happiness, certainly on my show, Positive Living. And it's my honor to offer and give their gift of knowledge, and it's my desire to help you through the airwaves. But, you know, I'm asking the questions during the show, but I'm also anxious to hear your thoughts on how you turn those obstacles into opportunities. And what I really say is that pain and loneliness and emptiness and feeling down is an alert, and it can be a positive alert. If we listen to that message from ourself and we look for the clues and we're not afraid to reach out to experts or to books or to people that will help us, that's the alert part. That's really the positive alert. And that's what we need to do, because I'll tell you, the other things that we do to fill the void, you know, whether it's substance abuse or it's an emotional addictive tendency, that will fill the void, but it will only do it temporarily. And then after the temporarily, then we're stuck again with that same kind of loneliness and feeling and longing. So there's a lot of help out there. And, you know, there's really a lot of people that can help us and can be there for us. So I really encourage you to do that. Now, if you'd like to share some thoughts with me right now here on Talk Zone, we'd certainly love to hear from you. And you can give us a call at 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. And that's the number for the Talk Zone studio. And you can call me if you're listening live today, which is November 24th. I'd certainly love to chat with you. My guest has not called in, so we're going to take this and share some of the things that I have come up with that I don't always get to say on the air because I'm busy asking all the questions. But here's another thing about positive thinking that I want to read you. This is another one of my blogs. So think about this one. The setting that we are in affects how we think and feel. Noise, polluted and crowded places lead the list of locations that we should avoid when what we want to do is engage in a conversation or enjoy our own quiet thoughts. You know, so many times there seems to be interference. Even when we're alone, there are voices that go on in our heads. On the other hand, we can think about places that are calming, that are comforting. These are environments that can heal or help and inspire positive change in our lives. For me, it's the ocean with its movement, with its rhythm and vastness that seems to go on forever. You know, I'm about to spend, or I should say that, I had written this, so this is what I did. I spent some time at a hotel in a beautiful room, you know, sequestered to write my third book. And I had these gorgeous views with no distractions. And, you know, it was possible certainly to write from home. But again, I don't think I could have experienced that inspiration that I sense when I'm looking at the waves, when I'm in a different environment, when it's very peaceful and quiet, when I feel really nurtured. And so I guess what I'm saying is that find a positive environment. Now, sometimes that's all it takes, folks. sometimes really all it takes is for you just to find a place that makes you feel good. Because the environment really means a lot. The environment's everything. It really does help you. So I would say that take a look at your environment, because sometimes it's just changing those simple things around you. And those simple things really can make a huge difference. Okay, we have a couple of minutes before break. So until we do, I'm going to read you one more blog. All right. And this is about, you know, as we go into the holidays, this is about love. This is about unconditional love. Could it be, folks, that our positive and loving thoughts toward others can actually be the magic connection that would lead to peace and harmony in the world? Love is a big word, usually thought of in romantic terms in our culture. Yet the magic of positive thinking and acting is really what love is meant to be. Love manifests itself in the acts of kindness we share with others, like smiling at a stranger, giving a heartfelt compliment to a colleague or neighbor, or extending a helping hand for no other reason than to be helpful. We feel connected somehow and happier in our own life that we gave others a glimpse into our sense of love and compassion. I think the ultimate love is unconditional, easy to say and hard to do. Because as humans, we want something in return when we love. And yet when you think about it, every positive thought, every kind action, every soothing word that we offer to someone else is returned tenfold in the loving connection that we make through these very simple acts. It's that dose of magic that keeps us spreading the love of positive thinking, of acting, and of speaking. So the question is, who have you loved today? All right, I tell you what, folks, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're either going to be on with me or with Pat Lynch, or we may have someone else on to share the hour. And if you would certainly like to call me, I'd love to chat with you at 888-463-6748. And again, you can write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com. You can look at my newsletter, my blog. I have 3 radio shows. I do lots of speaking, and I certainly would love to hear from you. And again, remember that this show is always on Mondays at noon Eastern, and that would be 9 o'clock Pacific. So tell your friends and family from around the country that they can tune in live, and all the shows are archived, and TalkZone does a beautiful job of archiving all of the programs. So, I certainly would love to hear from you after the break. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll see. We'll see who's on the air with you. Okay, folks, you are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.